You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. So today's question, I'm going to ask you, are you blowing out that flame? You might wonder what I'm talking about, so let me explain. Recently, I was meeting with the COO for a client company to discuss some issues I had identified. The company had a stated desire to improve productivity, which makes a lot of sense, and yet the manager charged with this responsibility had been unable to generate improvement. Why? Because his boss wanted to approve any changes in the department prior to implementation. Okay, a bit micromanagey. Potentially, still workable, possibly. But the bigger problem was that every time the manager shared a recommendation with his boss, the boss said, "Sounds good, we'll talk about it." And then there was never time to talk about it. And this poor manager had been dealing with it for months and months and months. He was beyond frustrated, to say the least. If you want to insert yourself into the process as a leader, you have to make the time to make things happen. You must create the foundation to support your constant involvement. So either you're involved or you're not, or you're partially involved or you're all the way involved. I mean, define it and then create that structure. You just can't have it both ways. You can't act like you've given all the autonomy by never being available while you're cuffing their hands. The boss had become a brake system and nothing was moving forward. On top of it, this poor manager was being held accountable for the productivity numbers. Ugh. So as I shared the situation with the COO, I got this visual, as I often do. And I said to him, "You're telling him you want the water to boil, but his boss is blowing out the flame." Accountability with no opportunity is one of the worst positions to be in as a leader. The company has this passionate, loyal manager with the knowledge and desire to do a great job, but his hands are tied constantly. And he's getting the double whammy effect, the frustration of not getting to implement the ideas he has, and the hand slap of not meeting his prescribed objectives. It's not a novel problem, unfortunately. I've actually seen it many, many times. So it sparked my question for you today. I ask you to consider, where are you stopping the forward momentum of fired up employees? Where have you given your team specific objectives but put on the brakes before they could make any change? Where are you blowing out the flame? Where must you remove yourself from the process to ignite forward momentum? A key to great leadership is to become a resource that allows others to succeed, and you don't want to stand in their way. So that's the question for today. Are there areas where you're tying the hands to your team, putting on the brakes, blowing out that flame, and not letting them do their best work? I guarantee you that if you're standing in the way, you're creating drama. And this is all about defeating the drama and helping your business truly succeed. So that's it for today. I hope you found some small nuggets. Until next time, make it a great day.